Just a few weekends ago in Oakland, 12 people were shot, three of them fatally, within a 24-hour period. It's a snapshot of a difficult reality some residents are facing over there, which includes robberies going up 30% from this time last year. Even in traditionally safer neighborhoods like Rock Ridge, residents are scared to go out at night. These citizens had a chance to meet their new police captain to address their concerns last week. KLW's Kyungjin Lee was there and came back with this postcard.
So it depends on the neighbor's interest.
Yeah.
Because we talked about soup nights, like once a month or something like that, walks. So...
Well, soup night seems a lot more fun than having a gun waved in your face.
Crime-fighting ideas are flowing at this Rock Ridge community meeting. More than 40 residents and business owners are informally chatting with their area captain, Anthony Toribio. They're here to discuss the latest spate of robberies to hit Rock Ridge. Toribio says he's available for talks like these thanks to a restructuring of the department. It went from two districts to five, with a captain for each area.
And here's the Reader's Digest version. The benefit to the community is that you have a captain that has a smaller, more manageable area and now has more time and more responsibility, so to speak, to address quality of life issues and operational things. Right. So a couple
in his talk, Toribio shares some patterns he's been seeing in local muggings.
When an individual resists, that suspect is more likely than not to use force on that individual, right? We've had pistol whippings. We've had a couple of instances where shots have been fired.
And he offers advice on how they can avoid becoming victims.
Some strategies, like if you're driving home and you're pulling in your driveway, to honk your horn. We talked about neighborhoods turning their front porch lights on and keeping them on. Right?
Toribio also explains how he and the department usually deploy officers, but he says these days more resources are being sent to East Oakland, where shootings and killings have spiked. It resonates with the crowd, but Candace Jansen-Marson says the explanations don't ease her concerns.
It's great that you're here, and it's really great that there are a lot of neighbors here. Brian and I were robbed last week, and having three armed robberies on the same block in 1 week is totally terrifying. And we're spreading the word among all our friends about don't go out at night in Rock Ridge. And it's nice to talk to you, but nothing I'm hearing makes me feel safer about being on the street at night.
I'm doing as much as I can with what I have. And I'm open to any ideas or suggestions. And then also, what as a community can you do to protect yourself better?
Some of the answers that we have with the limitations of the police department is the community, both residents and merchants, haven't been as proactive as could be.
More residents ask questions, then brainstorm ways to get organized.
Yeah, I mean, if we got this many people at least, and then all these people told more people, right, that would be a lot of people. I mean, at least at the meeting, they were like, well, we don't really have funding for flyers and stuff. I think between all of us, we could flyer all of Rock Ridge.
Can we go further? I just want to follow up on this point of connecting the community, right? Now, I can get the NSC to help and the problem-solving officer to contribute, but we need some volunteers to take charge and bring this together.
When Toribio says NSC, he's talking about a neighborhood service coordinator. They manage Oakland's neighborhood crime prevention councils.
But see, you're talking about work and volunteers and people stepping up. So who's willing to...
So I'm raising my hand.
Okay, good. So, yeah, great.
While it won't necessarily get every resident involved, if it doubles the number of people who are paying attention, that's so much more than we have right now. And I think that's worth it, to put our effort into that. Because the systems exist. Like you're saying, NCPC exists. What's missing is the people being plugged into it. And so I think if we did that kind of approach and then relied on the tools that we have now, we might make a lot more progress.
What are you talking about? Like going door to door and letting people know?
I would love that. I think it would be the most effective. I do think it takes a lot of volunteer hours, and I don't know.
Here's a sign-up sheet. My name's on there. I'm going to give this to you.
As the meeting comes to a close, the residents and captain agree to work together on reviving a neighborhood watch group, It's the main action item for their next meeting, and everyone seems motivated to do their part.
Hey, thank you for attending. I'm sorry that crime is such an issue up here that it's negatively impacting your life. It bothers me, and hopefully this is a start of good things that we can implement and make our neighborhood safer. So.
These community meetings are part of the new effort of Oakland Police to engage with residents over what's going on in their neighborhoods. Residents may not always get a speedy response from the police, but a chance to be heard and build relationships is a start. In Rockridge, I'm Kyungjin Lee for Cross Currents.